Indonesia has won its biodiesel trade dispute against the European Union at the World Trade Organization AWTO panel ruled over the EU's countervailing duties were inconsistent with global trade rules and that Indonesia did not provide illegal subsidies. The decision was announced by Indonesia's Trade Negotiation Director General, Chamiko Bries Wijaksono, in Jakarta. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Sugiono and Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin met with their Australian counterparts in Canberra yesterday for the 9th Indonesia-Australia 2+2 meeting. Both countries reaffirmed their commitment to regional security, stability, and prosperity. Indonesia also welcomed Australia's decision to recognize the State of Palestine in September as a step forward, a two-state solution. And that was the news.
Samalu semakin dalam. Ia malu kali ini, kadang juga ia takut. Tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Gesang Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Hello, VOI listeners. Welcome back to Afternoon VOI Talk. Today, we're diving into an everyday phenomenon that reflects deeper shifts in our society. Shopping trends in Indonesia. From the growing love for malls to the rise of viral behaviors like Rohana Rojali trend. What do these patterns say about us as a society and how do they affect our economy? To explore this, we are joined by Pak Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, and Pak Emil Rahman, an economic observer from Al-Azhar University. I'm Unika and this is VOI Talk. Hello, Pak Rahmat. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Glad to have you here. And how about you, Pak Emil? How are you?
Hello, Miss Unika. I'm good.
Hi. We are joined now by all of this observer and also, you know, just sociologist and also economic observer to discuss the current topic today, the shopping trend in Indonesia. First, I want to ask Pak Rahmat, what makes Indonesian love going to malls, Pak? What do you think?
Well, thank you. This is the interesting question, and I think from my point of view as a sociologist, mall is not only for the economic activity, but also for the social life. You know, this is mall is one of the public spare. Everyone can engage, you know, can meet together, can make, you know, have a lesser time every weekend, you know, gathering with the family, gathering with the peer, the friend, you know. So it's connecting to, you know, it's how we can consumption, meet in the cafe, you know, in some of the culinary. So, I mean, mall, not only from the economical perspective, but also it's the social life, you know, social life, we can lesser time, you know, for the everyday life situation, you know. This is very interesting, and every people can meet together and they are have fun, you know, make a meeting or maybe something like watching film together in the cinema. So this is connecting the social life and also lifestyle, you know, urban lifestyle in some place in the big city. So that's my point of view about mall, from economic to the social life and from economic to the lifestyle activity.
Okay, so because of mall is a form of a social place, it is a place for people to engage with another person, yeah, with their family, with their friends. I have a question following up to this answer for Pak Emil. And if that happened, a lot of people going to mall, but what happened when they not making any purchases? Does that affect our economy?
Yes. Thank you. When visitors to shopping centers only browse, you know, without making purchases, can have significant impact, sure, particularly on retail businesses. The most immediate negative effect is a drop in revenue, okay, as the low sales may not be enough to cover operating costs, such as rent or staff wages and inventory management. And then if this pattern continues, physical stores may experience financial losses that could lead to downsizing or closure. Even furthermore, low product turnover can create inventory challenge, often forcing retailers to offer heavy discounts to clear stocks or maybe which further erodes the profit margins. So regarding this online shopping transactions too, it can make the impact with the rise of the e-commerce itself, okay? With the convenience of online shopping, consumers often use shopping centers to physical see, you know, try or compare products before ultimately buying them online, where prices may be lower and delivery is easier. So this behavior known as a showrooming, okay, reflect a shift of shopping pattern driven by the digital technologies, and online platform frequently over a more variety of product and even discount promotion and maybe home delivery option to the to cut the traditional brick and mortar store struggles to compare with. So I think the from the economic perspective, people going to the mall without making purchases reflect is a mismatch between supply and demand and can indicate several underlying trends or challenges in consumers' behavior in the retail environments. So this behavior suggests that either consumers lack of purchasing power or being more price conscious, or that the goods and services offered do not align with their preference or needs. It could also reflect shift in consumption pattern, like Mr. Rahmat Hidayat says, this is how people just not going to more only just for buying. So maybe it's well, they only just fulfill their needs about lifestyle, something like that. So such the move toward online shopping, which already said before, where consumers use shopping center for product exploration, but complete transactions digitally. In this sense, shopping centers are being used more as showrooms rather than direct point of sales. I think that's from the economic perspective, just for generally.
And because you mentioned about the shift in the behavior of shopping, we are now shifting to online shopping, just like you mentioned. Yes. What do you think, how does this behavior will affect the entrepreneurs, especially those in, to be specific, retail and food and beverages industry or sectors?
Yeah, we already know in this 21st centuries, people already like, use technology for everyday life. So this is about the transformation from the traditional financial system into modern financial system. So everything is already changed. People cannot like, oh, I'm gonna choosing only just manual. No, it's already like, it's not an optional, but it's a must. If you just not cannot following the trend, so you cannot be like, losing everything, you know, you can't be like living without bringing anything. So like from the entrepreneur say, is this phenomenon link, if we say about the from the entrepreneur, particularly those in retail, is substantial. Entrepreneurs depend on consistent sales, okay, to cover operational costs such as rent and whatever it's like utilities. In many cases, especially in large urban shopping center where rental fees are high, the lack of customer spending can quickly erode profit margins. Even with the high foot traffic, low conversion rates lead to reduced revenues. So forcing entrepreneurs or to over heavy discounts, it might be the cap for the harmful for profitability. And additionally, the entrepreneur unsold inventory ties up capital and increases storage costs, particularly for products that are seasonal or trend sensitive. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to say about the from the impact on the entrepreneur side.
Very interesting. Now we're back on the sociology aspects to it. Let's talk about the conventional way of shopping, because we've been talking about online shopping, but I want to know more about the conventional way of shopping, going to shopping centers. And there are this, you know, saying of Rohana rombongan hanya nanya, or Rojali rombongan jarang beli trend on society. And what is the impact of this, Pak Rahmat?
Well, this is an interesting topic, and I think there are one more concept, not only Rohana, Rojali, but also there are Rochita. Rochita is it's mean rombongan just Roman with Chimata. Roman with Chimata.
Yeah.
So there are three: Rohana, Rojali, and Rochita. But I think, from my view, point of view, this is not a new phenomenon, right? So if we look in the, you know, the era of 90s, so we know it's in English translation, it's like, you know, window shopping, right? So at the time, we can look how many people they are going to mall center, to the commercial place, you know, and just look something interesting, you know. And then they are changing situation. As Paimil mentioned, they are changing shape of the consumption, or, you know, urban. From my point of view, they are changing urban consumption in some of the big cities in Indonesia. So I think, I mean that it's changed by the transition, as Paimil mentioned, you know, changing from the traditional type of consumption. We go to, you know, we are going to mall, shopping, and then changing to the online platform, you know, which calls, Paimil mentioned about e-commerce. And this is the significant changing from the urban consumption situation, because many of people, particularly your people, your generation, you know, Gen Z, they are changing from the shopping in from mall center to the online platform. This is very interesting. Why? Because they try to, you know, more rational, and what the reason they choose the online shopping in terms of, you know, there are many promotion, there are many discount, you know, this like something like free for sending a package to the delivery. This is and more easy. Everyone can use their gadget to make a transaction. So it's can change how now in the urban consumption style look as a commercial place, but around the mall there are something many place for the cafe, you know, for the culinary. It is very interesting, and many people when going to the mall, they are just looking interesting in some place in the some outlet. But they are just looking what interesting. They asking, is there any discount, promotion? But they didn't to make decision to buying something. But the priority activity, they go to, you know, to cafe. They go to the food court, you know, some culinary place. So they are just meeting together, getting together with the family, with the friend in some place. So this is changing urban consumption from the traditional activity to the digital platform changing situation. So that's my comment.
And why does this phenomenon happen in the first place from a sociological perspective?
Yeah, this is, I think, because now we live in the social media digitalization, right? So now everything can be viral in the real time, I think. So if we look in last of maybe 2 weeks ago, we more familiar with the mention of the Rohana, Rojali, and Rochita. I think it is supported by the social media, and everyone can talk Rojali. But I think one interesting also, in the every weekend we can look in some place, big mall in Jakarta in particularly, we can look, there are many people going to the mall every weekend because they look mall is one of the, you know, it's a cheap public space, you know. So for the middle class, they just go to the mall to, you know, to getting together, to lesser time, have fun. But for the high class, every weekend maybe they can go to the Bandung, you know, to go to Puncak or staycation, you know. But some the community in the middle class, they go to the mall just for, you know, eating together, to make a coffee, you know. It's more a simple activity, but it's changed the consumption for the people in the urban area, you know. And when they go to the mall with some family together, they try to in lunch together or dinner together, and then they're walking in some place in front of the shopping area. So they're just looking, is an interesting place, clothing or maybe something, and they just ask to the staff how much the price, and they have any discount, they have any promotion. So it's then called as Rohana, Rojali, and Rochita. But the main activity, they didn't go to the shopping area. They go to the, you know, to the culinary activity, to lesser time, to cinema, a cafe, etc. So that's some of the changing situation in the urban consumption.
That is actually very interesting, because as a Gen Z or a youth myself, I'm saying that all of the insights from Pak Emil and Pak Rahmat is actually true, because I'm still doing the going to the shopping mall and socializing with my friends, but I'm also doing the online shopping. Fun fact, actually, a lot of us Gen Z, we like to go to the shopping mall, especially girls, because when we're going to the shopping mall, we can test makeups and skincare on our own, and we can know how's the texture, how's the color. But then when we want to do the purchase, we're gonna do it online because <Yeah. laughs> it's much cheaper. So I think I'm really relating to all of those states that you guys mentioned. But I wanna know, based on the stories and the shifting of the behavior of consumers, Pak Emil, how can entrepreneurs adapt to this? Because you've mentioned about discounts, seasonal prices, but how can the entrepreneurs adapt to this shifting in behaviors and also online shopping? What do you think about this?
Okay. Yes, Ms. Unika, I just wanted to continue with Mr. Rahmat says about the shopping centers. Right now it's full of people, like you say, Rohana, Rojali, and anything. But how about we think the opposite? Okay, the opposite. If the shopping center or the mall is empty, okay, so it's more deeply problem. I think like we can't serious in Glodok. In Indonesia, in Glodok, it's already nobody going there. That's more far worse than that. But I think everything is going to be just suitable if people still going into the shopping center recently. Okay, so but one thing that we should know in it is only for refreshing our information that in India in 2003 there is a chaos in grand opening some shopping centers mall, okay, in Khadabad, yeah. So where the people going to mall, but they doing something like even more terrifying, looting, riots, and destructing. So I think in Indonesia the behavior is still normal. So Ms. Unika, what should the entrepreneurs do? Need to strategically adapt the evolving retail environment shaped by digitalization and changing customer behaviors itself, like I said before. So what should entrepreneurs do first is adopting an omnichannel approach. It's essential. Integrating physical stores with online platforms such as e-commerce, like I said before, websites, social media shops, you know, and mobile apps to offer customers a seamless shopping experience where they can browse, buy, or return product their preferred in channel that they want preferred. So and then the entrepreneurs should do the enhancing the in-store experience this is also critical because entrepreneurs should create engaging, you know, personalized and memorable interaction, like interactive displays, product demonstrations, or workshop that online shopping cannot easily replicate. And then leveraging data and analytics allows businesses to understand customer preference or buying patterns. Okay. So it should be an enabling target market. And also entrepreneurs should do offering flexible payment options, including like e-wallets, barcodes to the product, if it is products, not services. Also a QR code like and other digital payment nowadays available and already used by almost Gen Z or even 60% people in Indonesia itself. Okay? So the installment plans alongside convenient delivery or click and collect services reduce purchase barriers and meets modern consumers' expectation. And then we can say entrepreneurs should do the building strong customer relationship through loyalty programs, active social media engagement, and personalized communication for brand trust and repeat business can also relate it to what entrepreneur can do. And lastly, entrepreneurs should innovate and diversity by exploring additional revenue streams, such as hosting even providing complementary service or partnering with other brands to attract more visitors and for surely increase the income. So by combining these strategies, all that strategies, like I said before, entrepreneurs can be better compete in today's hybrid retail market. You can say now it's a hybrid retail market and convert window shoppers into loyal customers. I think that's what should entrepreneurs do.
I believe all of the entrepreneurs that are watching, the VR listeners who are happen to be an entrepreneurs, are very grateful for the advice that you've been telling us, sir. And clearly, shopping trends,
yes.
Because just like you said, we are living in a hybrid climate. We should say hybrid climate of shopping behaviors and also shopping trends. But clearly, shopping trends in Indonesia are not just about consumer habits. They reflect economic shifts, social patterns, just like what Pak Rahmat said, and evolving lifestyle of urban communities. Thank you so much, Bapak Rahmat dan Bapak Emil, for your insights today. Thank you very much, Pak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pak Rahmat.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you. See you again.
VOI listeners, that was our talk on shopping trend in Indonesia with sociologist Rahmat Hidayat and economic observer Emil Rahman. I'm Yunika, thank you for listening and see you on the next VOI Talk.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa ku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin.
rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Possumayan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness
All the times you left my texts unread, all the times you stayed with her instead. Waking up in a night to an empty apartment alone. Should've listened to my girls day one, feeling like a victim, hit and run. Like a curse keeping me in a coma 100 years. Now you come back crying, tell me I'm your queen, crying in her tears. And now you have dollars out of reach, no pressing one, no more redial. Leaving an impressive message at the tone, but I won't ever call you back, so don't bother trying that. Don't bother calling me, don't bother calling me, the message at the tone. Said that she was just a friend. Every day with you felt tedious. Didn't like the girl I had become. Like the spring I'm released with the speed of light from you. Now you come back crying, tell me I'm your queen, crying hollow tears.
Mencari wifi, yang untuk diri, bukan mencari wifi. 3 bulan berlalu tanpa wifi bikin aku halu. Habis kuota aku mati gaya. Apa daya aku di rumah aja
cari wifi.
You and I know you too, and I love you. Till the world is falling apart.
Kau membuatku jadi diriku sendiri. Aku tambah yakin kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu.
Who?
Kamu.
Yeah. When you smile, you're so cute, girl. Hey, don't be jealous, but I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side. Saying this to your dad, sir. Can I marry your daughter? Sing it for me, girl.
Do you love me like I love you?
Of course I do.
Me?